You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here are Dr. Mike, Dr. Deb Lonser, and Joe Galuski.
And we'll connect with Dr. Gary Ginsberg momentarily, having a technical communications issue we're working through. We want to provide you with the absolute best information possible, which we do every week, but also communicated in the best possible way as well. So that will be, once we reach Dr. Ginsberg, we'll bring him up again, talk about his top issues for the week. Just a quick reminder, next week's show, You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, our guest will be J.R. Martinez. J.R. Martinez is an actor, former military man, and I guess a pretty good dancer. He had a role on All My Children, and in turn had a role on Dancing with the Stars, where he was the champion, season 13 champion. And after being injured in Iraq, J.R. Martinez became a motivational speaker, actor, and again, Dancing with the Stars. So J.R. Martinez, our guest next week here on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Let's see, we got our communication problem ironed out. Dr. Gary Ginsberg, hello, Dr. G.
Hey, how you guys doing?
You're sounding very manly this week, so thank you. Thank you very much.
Assertive, stepping right up to the microphone.
Very, very assertive. Dr. Mike, what caught your eye with Dr. Gary Ginsberg's topics this week? What do you like the most?
Well, the one on pesticides and bed bugs. Yeah, you know, we've talked about bed bugs before on the show, but the CDC just released somewhat of an emergency message because there's been an outbreak of misuse of pesticides to treat bed bugs. And granted, this is not an easy problem for pesticide applicators to treat, but they shouldn't pull out, a shotgun approach here. That apparently some of them have resorted to using very strong, inappropriate outdoor use only pesticides to try to kill bed bugs in apartments, and it's led to some poisoning cases. Not death poisoning, but sickening poisoning cases that has alarmed the CDC. And is putting out a warning to, first of all, if you've got a bed bug problem, you probably need to use pesticides. You probably don't want to do it yourself. There's not one of these do-it-yourself projects. You probably do need to get a licensed applicator who's got experience in this field and knows exactly where to spray and how to spray and to make sure they're using the right pesticides. And, you know, the whole idea of using chemicals that are intended for outdoor use inside, that goes for glues and sealants and caulks. If things are, say, on the label at the hardware store, use for external use, do not use it on the inside of your house. It's probably not safe for the interior environment. Same thing goes with these pesticides. So anyway, try to prevent bed bugs by not bringing any home from any shady hotels you might be staying at, checking your luggage as you unpack, make sure you don't release anything, and, try to not use a lot of pesticides.
Gary, are bed bugs sensitive to temperature? In other words, if you kept your luggage in a freezer or refrigerator for a day, would that deal away with it?
They're sensitive to heat. So if you wanted to steam clean your luggage, that would work. And if you have a bed bug problem in your own private house, you may be able to steam clean and get rid of all the clutter. The first thing is get rid of all the clutter and expose all the areas where the bed bugs may be, including cracks and crevices, and then steam treat all those. You may be able to get rid of them from your own house. But, however, if you're in a big apartment building, you may just chase them off into the next unit, and they may come right back. So that's where the pesticides come in.
I was wondering, since I obviously stay at hotels an awful lot, wouldn't know whether I caught them, but one of the reasons, I don't think I stay in exclusive hotels, if you will, but yeah. One of the reasons I was wondering that I haven't had the problem is maybe because I leave my luggage in the car in the cold usually, and so they aren't that sensitive to cold is what you're telling me. No, no, they're not. That's not going to work. Good thought, though, Mike, and you must be staying in the right places. Although I've heard of some fancy hotels that had claims of bed bug problems. The good thing about bed bugs, however, is that they're not infectious. If they bite you, it's unsightly and unpleasant. But it's not, they don't infect you with anything that we know about, at least.
There's a study, yeah. Alec. You want to say something else, Mike?
No, go ahead, Joe.
Okay. A story I like is the one about couches and toxics in couches.
Yeah. No, well, it won't burn, but you sit on it. You know, the flame retardant levels, and we've talked about this also, the flame retardants in couches, and this latest study that came out from University of California at Berkeley tested 102 couches, and the new information here, why this story made headline news is because a flame retardant that was banned from Trojan sleepwear back in the 1970s, Trix, that was shown to be a fairly substantial levels now in these foam couches. And I looked it up, and apparently the production levels of Trix has gone up as the production levels of some of the other flame retardants that are now being phased out and banned from couches are going down. So this is the replacement chemical for some of the bad brominated flame retardants. This is a chlorinated one. And that's not the way you want to have your replacements. You want safer chemicals, not something that we already banned from Trojan sleeper because it was too toxic. Now they're putting it into everybody's sofa. So, that just shows that we need more government oversight over the chemical, the whole concept of TSCA reform and making sure that whatever chemicals industry is putting into our carpeting, into our flooring, into our furniture, that it is as safe as possible. So anyway, the concern here is house dust. Make sure that you don't, these flame retardants in your home, they tend to accumulate in house dust. So make sure you keep your houses clean. And if you have any ripped couches where the upholstery is showing through, get rid of it because that's going to lead to much more exposure that way. And if you want to buy a new one, they may market it as this is ultra fire retardant. It meets the California standard. That's not such a good thing. The California standard for fire retardancy is very strict, and they tend to use more chemicals in those kinds of couches. So try to go with the more natural wool upholstery couches that needs less flame retardant.
Ever see somebody put their couch out on the front and put a free sign on it? That's probably not a good thing to do, to take somebody's couch off the street, right?
Well, it's probably not, and it might even have bed bugs in it.
Well, that's the thing. I can think of all sorts of problems that kind of encompass all the kind of stories you're talking about today with the bed bugs.
And who knows what the cat did to it?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So that's not a good thing. Well, I don't know. Can you talk in about 30 seconds about this study about asthma, Gary? Run out of time, but what are the bullet points of that?
Children living in corridors of pollution is not a good thing. They tend to have more asthma. This study suggests that 8% of all asthma can be related to traffic and kids living too close to pollution. And as we try to make we try to cut down on urban sprawl and put communities right in the middle of highways, not a good idea. We need to go green with our fuel and
all
our
right.
cars.
He's Dr. Gary Ginsberg. What's toxic and what's not? And you know something? There are some things that aren't toxic. That's why you need Dr. G's website at whatstoxic.com, whatstoxic.com. Stay with us. More to come on the show. Straight Talk from the Docks with Dr. Arthur Perry. And he's working on it now, probably, as we speak. It's another Real Age Tip of the Week from Dr. Mike Roizen. Again, gabradio.com if you want to listen on streaming. If you hear a segment you'd like to hear again and knew of a segment coming up and you couldn't catch it for some reason, you can go to radiomd.com and hear very soon because we podcast shows week from week. So stay with us for the next 30 minutes on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen.